Hey, it's John at the Wall, fully equipped co-host. The rest of the crew is off this week, so we're deploying a recent interview I conducted with the TaylorMade president and CEO, David Abeles, on the recent launch of Tiger Woods' Sunday Redline. Back in January, Tiger did something that few saw coming. He parted ways with Nike Golf, the only apparel brand he's known since he turned pro in 1996. Even with a limited playing schedule, no one moves the needle like Woods, which is the big reason why TaylorMade pitched him hard on the idea of bringing his brand under the TaylorMade Holdco umbrella. Abeles was an integral part of the early discussions at Woods' home and played a key role in selling the 15-time major winner on bringing Sunday Red apparel to life, and it's officially launching this week. During a recent conversation with Abeles, he walked me through Sunday Red's draw, why it's more than just a golf apparel brand, what he remembers about signing Woods' Hoon Equipment contract in 2017, and a whole lot more. Enjoy the interview. All right, well, I am pleased to be welcomed by TaylorMade CEO David Abeles, who's here to discuss the Sunday Red apparel line. But look, Masters just finished as we are recording this podcast interview. DA, you were at Augusta. How was the week there? And obviously, congratulations on Scottie Scheffler's win for TaylorMade. But what was that? What was the time like at Augusta for you?
Thanks. It was windy. If you were to say, you know, how do you describe the week? Certainly early in the week, I would say windy. It was a spectacular week. I was fortunate enough. I was doing some business up in New York City. I came down on Monday and had a chance to spend Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and two-thirds of the day Thursday at Augusta National Golf Club and at the Masters. It was just an incredible experience. It always is. I've been humbled by the fact that I've had, I think, close to 18 or 19 Masters now under my belt to be able to walk those incredible grounds, see the amazing people, and certainly experience the event. The week started off with a ton of energy and a couple of storylines that to me resonated, and they were a bit self-serving because they happened to do with TaylorMade as well, or TaylorMade athletes. One was Tiger's return to professional golf and his goal to make his 24th, you know, consecutive cut at Augusta, which is at the Masters, which is amazing. He accomplished that, which was sensational. But just having Tiger at the event, participating in the event, competing and playing fairly well for the first couple of days was amazing. And the energy around the golf course, the patrons, the fans, the media was just off the charts. So that was wonderful. Obviously, the underlying story coming in was world number one, Scottie Scheffler, thankfully another TaylorMade athlete. And how well would he fare in his pursuit of his second green jacket? And we all know the storyline and how that played out over the weekend. So it was exceptional to see him there. But, you know, one of the things that really resonated with me, John, was to see the best athletes together in competing together in a major championship venue for the first time, you know, since call it, you know, the Open Championship last summer. And that was great because the energy to see all of those players, Dustin Johnson included, who happens to be one of our guys, you know, working with our team and back on the grounds and competing. It was a wonderful product. And what we saw over the weekend was the world's best player, world number one, do what you would expect him to do when he needed to do it, making birdie on 8, 9, and 10. Catch me on this one. Then he birdied 13, 14, and 16. So you think about that stretch of 9 holes, making 6 birdies. And closing out his second Masters Championship was amazing. I ended up back at home watching the event on the couch with my 3 boys. We watched it both on the CBS telecast. We watched the Masters app all live stream. We had multiple media going all over the place.
As you should. Awesome.
Yeah, and perhaps as a segue, you know, it was a wonderful week for TaylorMade. Anytime we win a major championship, we celebrate a major championship. It has an impact on our business for sure. But it wasn't just Scotty. Colin played well. Tommy played very well. And again, the Tiger story was great. And I'll promise you something here. And he would get upset when I say this. Rory McIlroy is going to win one of these. It's a matter of time. And Rory's game is coming into form. And I'm rooting for him like everybody else is to get to the winner's circle also. So the other storyline for us was that Sunday Red was front and center. And Tiger wore Sunday Red for 4 days. And I think everybody had a chance to start to see some of the amazing products that we plan on bringing to market. through the Masters Collection, or what we call the Pines Collection. And so we're excited to get that business started here in just a couple short weeks' time.
Yeah, you mentioned the Sunday Red Collection and Tiger wearing it at the Masters. It's very first time. So for those that have been kind of tracking Sunday Red, you all did a launch back in February in Santa Monica during the Genesis. But this is the first time we've seen Tiger wearing the apparel at a major. And I'm wondering, for you, did you hear any sort of chatter, or was there some buzz around Tiger wearing something other than the Nike on a global stage? Because this isn't, you know, PGA Tour is very much, I mean, it is a global, it's a global product, but you see a lot more of North America keeping track of the PGA Tour, whereas, you know, the Masters, it's the first major of the year. You're getting a lot more of the global audience seeing Tiger wearing Sunday Red for the first time.
Yeah, John, I think that's right. You know, let me just back up to Genesis, because on Tuesday night at Genesis, we officially brought this brand to life. We did it with Tiger, with Aaron Andrews at a wonderful venue just outside of Pacific Palisades. And the immediate response, and this is the beautiful thing about modern media, it was live streamed globally at that time, right? Whether it was through someone's FaceTime or handheld or some of the media that we had on site that was reporting on this in real time to their audiences. And those audiences weren't just domestic audiences, they were global audiences. And so almost instantaneously, we saw our social audience and social media influence grow very, very quickly. And that was very exciting, inspiring for us. But we knew, to your point, as we worked through Genesis, leading up to the Masters, the unofficial start to the golf season, certainly here in the United States, I think even globally for that matter, as we turn the corner from winter to spring and then ultimately spring to some good weather and summer, we knew that the platform at the Masters and Tiger playing at Augusta would be the true global introduction of the brand, that ultimately the world would be able to see Tiger for the first time donning his brand, the Sunday Red brand. And so I had two experiences around that last weekend. Number one was when I was on site to hear the chatter about the products he was wearing, the apparel, the footwear, was inspiring to us. Boy, they love the logo, right? And 15 stripes on the logo. You know, one of the things that's the untold story is if you look at the Tiger logo, there's 15 Tiger stripes on that one, signifying each of his right. major championships. And so that has started to resonate. And that wasn't just a one-time thing when we got to Augusta. We had been telling that story. That had come out certainly at the launch night at Genesis. But the logo begins to grow on people, and they start to admire the logo when they see that logo applied to the products. And so they saw the different colorways and the different fabrications we were using, our unique approach to the design language in the Sunday Red products itself, footwear, which we fast-tracked very quickly to build a world-class shoe or a best-in-class shoe for him. And that was great. So it was the first time the world, to your point, John, got to see Tiger Woods head-to-toe in Sunday Red. And I would say generally what I heard outside of the ropes and watching him was, he looks great physically and the new apparel's awesome and I can't wait to go get it. When is it available? Because we're really not available until May 1st and we're digitally native to start on SundayRed.com. So I think the feedback generally was extremely positive, very exciting. And obviously the wave of momentum that comes behind Tiger and the things that he does and the things that he wears should bode well when we have these products get into the hands of golfers. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, and we'll always mention, no compromise on design, no compromise on quality, it needs to be world-class. It's a golf brand first, but it'll extend into lifestyle. Some of the things you will see Tiger wearing and others wearing on tour over time are lifestyle products that you can wear on the golf course, but wear out to dinner, go to your kid's soccer game, whatever it is. So it's a broader lifestyle brand than just focus solely on golf apparel. Then when I came back to the office on Monday morning, we have two offices. We have our TaylorMade offices, and then Sunday Red is a separate business. So Sunday Red is a wholly owned subsidiary of the TaylorMade Golf Holding Company.
Okay.
So TaylorMade's based in Carlsbad. Sunday Red is based up in Orange County in San Clemente. Separate team, separate product functions, separate marketing functions, separate selling functions, separate company. because they're two very different categories that require two very different disciplines to be successful in their respective space. But when we started to take a look at the metrics that we follow, social audience development, engagement, we did a reserve offering for the Pines collection or the Masters collection. We saw 50,000 consumers that wanted to buy it immediately. Unfortunately, we only had 10,000 available slots to actually buy it come May 1st. What we saw in terms of consumers and golfers and active lifestyle individuals that are interested in wearing what Tiger's wearing or interested in the products and the designs that we're creating that they have seen so far, quite frankly, John, it blew us away. It's incredibly humbling to be able to stand up a brand with that kind of momentum before we've even had a chance to sell our first product, which again will be in just a couple weeks' time. So we're off to a good start. We're working really hard. We're trying to do things efficiently and as smart as we can, because we know that there's a demand curve for this brand and these products that we want to be able to serve and really not disappoint anybody, but have everybody be incredibly thrilled to don this product when they're ready.
Hey, everybody. Before we get back to the interview with Jonathan and David, I just want to touch on one thing, and that is the Golf Pride Reverse Taper Putter Grip. If you haven't heard about this yet, let me explain. As the title suggests, the Golf Pride Reverse Taper literally flips the design of a grip upside down and puts the smaller portion at the top of the grip and the larger portion at the bottom, aka the reverse taper. Now, what this does and what it is designed to do is to better control the club face through impact to offer a more square club face at impact, which is the most important part of the putting stroke, because that's going to get the ball online and at the right speed. And when tested against a parallel style putter grip, it does a better job of helping golfers return the putter back to square. Now, if you're curious a little bit more about like the size and the shape, there are three different If you're curious about the size and the shape, there are three different options. There is the round, the pistol, and the flat. The round is a universally popular grip for people who might go left hand low, whereas the pistol grip is more of a traditional pistol style that has a larger section top to bottom for the top hand for those that are going to use the more conventional right hand low method. And then there's the flat style, which is a lot more oval in profile, which is great for players that like to put their hands closer together or even go palm to palm during the putting stroke. And they all three of those options come in two different sizes, medium and large. So if you're looking to give these a try, head over to golfpride.com to find out more, or head to your local Golf Pride retailer to find out more about the all new reverse taper grips.
So I want to get into the inner workings of how Sunday Red came to be, but I want to go back to 2015. It's when you were named the president and CEO of TaylorMade. 2 years later, Tiger Woods signs with TaylorMade, and I think a lot of people tend to forget about this. These 24-hour news cycles, we tend to forget about when things started, and I think about when you were named president and CEO at TaylorMade in 2015, 2 years later, Tiger, that had to have been one of the biggest, maybe your biggest signing since you had assumed that position. What do you remember about that day in January when Tiger was announced? That was during the PGA merchandise show. What still stands out to you about that day when Tiger was announced as a TaylorMade staffer?
Yeah, well, thanks for jogging some of those emotions in me this morning. You know, there's certain things that we all get to do in our careers when you look back and say, hey, that was a real moment in time for the company that you represent, or perhaps an initiative that you felt was important for the success of that company that you represent. Hard to believe it was 10 years ago that I had a chance to come back to our great company and engage, you know, our incredible people here. When I came back, we weren't operating and functioning on all cylinders. We had a lot of work to do to get TaylorMade to really become what we believe is the standard of excellence in performance, and ultimately a company that can bring great value through innovative new products and services to golfers around the world and golfers of every skill level. And really from 2015 to 17, we set course on a new future for this company, which is to build something that is lasting, valued by golfers in every corner of the world, that ultimately would inspire those that play to play more and those that weren't playing to potentially to come into our game and play and do that through our products, our brands, our services, and ultimately our athletes. At the time when I came back in 15, we had a good forum of athletes or a good stable of athletes. But our vision in 2015 was to align ourselves with the absolute very best golfers in the world as part of our promotional efforts and technology validation efforts to everybody that would be interested in thinking about TaylorMade. And so the first thing we did is start to narrow down our professional audience and identify the athletes that we believed either were the best players in the world at their time or had the potential to become some of the best players in the world, both on the PGA Tour as well as the LPGA Tour. And it was a dream of ours at some point in time to think about the greatest player of all time, certainly in our era, becoming part of our brand. And 2017, there were two moments in time, Tiger being one of them, Rory being the other one, where we started to realize that shared vision in the organization, which is if we're going to do something at TaylorMade, we're going to do it the absolute very best way we can with full conviction and in alignment with the very best players in the world. And so Tiger had been, the story around Tiger, Tiger had played TaylorMade products in his junior amateur days. You know, he won junior amateur and US amateur championships playing TaylorMade woods. He was very familiar with our product lines. And when his prior endorser was getting out of the equipment business in 2016, they had roughly 25 players, Nike did at the time, that were playing their equipment and their golf ball. And they had made a strategic decision in the best interest of what they thought was right at their company to move away from the equipment and ball markets, which all of a sudden left these free agents out in the market, 25 of them that now had the opportunity to play whatever brand and whatever equipment or category within that brand that they would choose to. We've always had a saying here at TaylorMade that if endorsement and contractual value had nothing to do with anything, and that professional golfers had to choose what was best for them, more players would choose TaylorMade products than any other brands because we believe that our technology would optimize and enhance their performance. But it's hard to prove that out because there's contractual obligations, there's money, there's endorsements rights. That's the business of sports marketing. Well, for the first time in my 25 years in golf with 25 free agents at the time, you know, we had an opportunity to see what would ultimately happen. And almost overnight, 20 of those 25 athletes ended up playing at the very least a TaylorMade driver. Think about that. Because they believe that our technology would enhance their performance and help them play better and ultimately win more. Tiger was one of those athletes who reached out and said, hey, I'd like to try some of the new TaylorMade technology as I plan on my future in professional golf and what I'm going to ultimately choose to play. And so we sent him some products, certainly, but we also sent him some of the best fitters in the world from our sports marketing team to work with him so that he understood how the products would work and how we can embrace, you know, new design and new development platforms that would meet his playing criteria. And I can say this and would say this if he was sitting next to me right now. I have never met a professional golfer that has an eye for product and a discipline for performance the way Tiger Woods does. And so we started that in 2016. And by the time we turned the corner into 2017, and you got a great memory, John, at the PGA show in January, Tiger committed to TaylorMade, but importantly, TaylorMade committed to Tiger. And I'll never forget standing in our booth at the PGA show. I had a ripcord in my hand and a big black tarp and a big billboard underneath it. It was three stories high. We pulled that ripcord and there was Tiger Woods, you know, actually at the time in an M1 or M2 driver. 2017 was an M2 driver. And then the video was released that Tiger Woods had joined the TaylorMade family. And it was an incredible moment in time for me, for our company, I think for the world of golf. And the work that we have done with Tiger on advanced technology since then has been miraculous. He has made us a better company and helped us see new pathways for design and development and new technology that ultimately has helped golfers at all skill levels, not just at his skill level, benefit from those things. So he helped us design the P7TW, our MG series of wedges, and certainly his TW grind on those wedges. He's helped us with different forms of adjustability in our metalwood business, or now our carbonwood business. He was the first to jump in and make sure that thermally compressed carbon and carbon wood technology that started in stealth and is now in QI-10, which is, you know, the hottest driver in golf, really met the performance specifications for him and then the broader reach. And it's not just Tiger. That was a moment. You know, Rory coming out saying, hey, I'm joining TaylorMade. As much as I love their equipment and will absolutely play their drivers, I know how good they are. I love their golf ball, and our golf ball business has been incredible. To have Scotty as part of our team, Tommy, and then on the women's side, Colin playing great last week. I mean, the list goes on and on. And then when I think about Nelly Korda and I think about Brooke Henderson and Maria Fassi, John, we're humbled by the fact that the best players in the world, the tip of the spear, have decided to come to Team TaylorMade. And, you know, it's not just that they play great. Our values are aligned in the things that we're doing. We don't choose everybody, and certainly everybody doesn't choose us. But in this case with Tiger, what an incredible start to a relationship. And then over time, the dream started to build from there, which I'm happy to talk about if you'd like to as well.
Well, I want to get in, because there's so much about Sunday Red that I don't feel like a lot of people know, that I think because you have been so involved in kind of helping develop this, that I definitely want to get into. And I think back to the movie Air, that there's the scene where Michael Jordan's in the boardroom and Nike's making the pitch. And I guess I always wonder, is that what it's like when you're trying to pitch a guy like Tiger on why he should bring his apparel business underneath the TaylorMade umbrella? Is it like that, or is it nothing like what you see in the movies?
You know, I've never really thought about it that way, but I'm a big fan of that movie. I'm a big fan of Affleck and Damon. I've known Sonny Vaccaro. You know, I met him years ago and we did some work with him. Peter Moore, interestingly enough, who did the Air Jordan logo, he designed right. The TaylorMade logo.
Really? I never knew that.
But no. The modern TaylorMade logo, what we call the guitar pick, which is the shape of a driver head, that's Peter Moore. So wow. we have a lot of connection points. And I had the great fortune years ago to meet Phil Knight. And quite frankly, hard not to be inspired by the brand and the business that he's built. So, you know, I think as a jumping off point, as it relates to the moment when we presented this concept to Tiger, it started with that 2017 conversation we had. Our dream was, you know, can we get him to play TaylorMade? But the bigger dream was, over time, could you imagine if Tiger was fully committed across all categories into our company? Could you imagine someday if he chose not to don Nike, that he would consider a brand that we could co-author and build together? How amazing that would be. So the thinking around that started well in advance of just, you know, 6 or 8 months ago when we started to work on this project together. But once we got a sense that he was open to exploring options in typical TaylorMade fashion at the time, because we didn't have any Sunday Red employees, we went headfirst in, John. I mean, anything we do here has to be worth doing. That Sunday Red is absolutely worth doing. So we got some of the best and most creative thinkers in our company together and started to work with Tiger to determine what's important to him, not just what's important to TaylorMade or this new brand we built, but what's important to him, his playing legacy, his future, his family. What are the things that resonate most with him that we believe would be compelling to golfers and individuals that are interested in lifestyle apparel because of his association or partnership in it? And so after a couple months worth of discussion with him and a lot of creative thinking, I'll never forget, 4 of us flew down to Jupiter, Florida. We ended up in Tiger's offices in Jupiter, Florida, in his boardroom. And we showed up
on his turf.
On his turf, absolutely. And in fairness, you know, Tiger and I personally have had a nice relationship since 2017. But to say that I wasn't anxious and excited and to some degree nervous about presenting this concept to him, I'd be lying to you, because it was that important to me. I believed it was that important to Tiger. And I knew how important it could be to the world of golf and individuals that would like to buy something or embrace something, a brand that he ultimately was part of. So the 4 of us ended up in that boardroom. One thing you get to know about Tiger is that if there's an important meeting, he doesn't show up on time. He shows up 10 minutes early. And at times he shows up a half an hour early. So we showed up an hour early just to make sure we beat him to the boardroom, which was great. And once he sat down and everybody settled in, I'll never forget the words I shared with him, which is, you know, we want to build something so incredibly special that resonates with you as an athlete and you as a person, that ultimately shares the inspiration you've provided all of us to golf, golfers around the world and individuals that live an interesting life around the world and that are inspired by you. And then we had a deck that we got into and we took him through the entire deck. We had multiple logo iterations at the time, but the brand concept we settled on, Sunday Red, was a byproduct of multiple concepts, even in advance of sitting down with Tiger. But what we loved about Sunday Red was certainly it tied directly to Tiger's legacy on Sunday and what he wore. But the extensions of those words had purpose and meaning to us all. You know, we play golf in the sun. We do it every day of the week, not just Sunday. And then red, obviously, is the significant color in association with Tiger on Sunday. So there was a play on words there. There was the rule of three that we thought about very closely, which is, you know, if you want to pursue something, you better pursue it with great passion. You better ask for it or you won't get it. And then once you've built it, you better defend it or you might lose it. And so the value orientation of that and the rules of three in life, you know, really made sense for us all also. But at the end of that presentation, Tiger said something in such an eloquent and such a simple way that we knew that we had the capability and his consent to move forward. And he just said, "You guys get me. You guys get me." Four words, if I count that. "You guys get me." Or four words. You guys get me. And that was the validation that we understood what was important to Tiger. We understood how we can take that importance to the world of golf and extensions beyond golf into lifestyle, that we're building a golf brand first, but a premium lifestyle brand more broadly. And so whether you're playing the game, you're going to soccer games, you're beaching with your family, you're working on your fitness, there's going to be something for you from Sunday Red over time. And so that was the meeting. It was incredible. Nobody pounded their fist on the table. Nobody talked about being a billion-dollar brand, which was really interesting in that scene in air. It was a very humbling, connective, caring, and value-oriented experience that yielded the opportunity to move forward and build out what we believe will be over time, not only a great brand and a great business, but something that will inspire all of us to wear it and feel good about wearing it.
You mentioned that Sunday Red's working out of its own building, and while it's underneath the TaylorMade Holdings, it's sort of its own separate, you know, entity that's trying to help grow Sunday Red. Why was it so important to have Sunday Red be a standalone brand versus, I mean, TaylorMade already makes apparel. It could have been really easy for TaylorMade to just take the logo and put it on some TaylorMade apparel and call it good. But why was it important to you to make it a standalone brand?
For a series of fundamental reasons and important reasons through our lens. Number one, when we stand up a brand, that brand needs its own identity. TaylorMade has created its own identity for 45 years as the most advanced, highly technical golf performance equipment and golf ball brand in the world. At least that's how we view ourselves. And I think that's how many of our audience views us. That's what they expect of us. Sunday Red is an active golf and lifestyle brand. There are some connection points to the way TaylorMade thinks about its brand, but many that are not connected to how TaylorMade thinks about its brand. So we believe implicitly that brands need to have their own identity. We believe that the leaders of those brands need to be solely responsible for those brands, that they wake up every day with the passion and conviction to build that brand in alignment with those brand strategies. And we can talk about that if you'd like to as well. We believe that these categories are very different. You know, designing and developing equipment and golf ball is very different than designing and developing apparel and footwear. The technologies are different. The development cycles are different. The thinking is different. The design languages are different. So everything about these two brands led us down a path that we need to be independent from each other. Yes, we can leverage some back office synergies and some resources that can help stand up Sunday Red faster than most companies could otherwise, right? Without the balance sheet of a TaylorMade and the capital capabilities, deployment capabilities of TaylorMade, we couldn't stand up this brand as quickly as we have or stand up this business as quickly as we will come May 1st. Without the immediate thinking of some of the TaylorMade resources to get it started before we hired the 30, we have 30 dedicated Sunday Red employees up in San Clemente right now. A president that we pulled out of Quiksilver, formerly the president of Ruka in lifestyle in surfwear. His name is Brad Blankenship. He's the president of Sunday Red. We Charlie Hudak, who runs our footwear business. We pulled him out of the largest golf footwear company in the world, and we couldn't be more thrilled to have him leading our efforts there. Cage Moya, who runs apparel for us from Oakley, and prior to that had some time at TaylorMade on accessories and apparel. We have built a world-class and talented team that focuses on this brand. And when they wake up in the morning and they go to bed at night, they're thinking solely about the success of this brand and how the brands and the products connect with core consumers that want to consume Sunday Red. So that's why it's separate, Jonathan, because it's essential that brands have leaders and identity that are focused and specific to those brands and not diluted by compromising decisions around those brands because of the needs of other brands within the portfolio. And so I wanted to ensure through my role that we stood up a leadership team there that really had the best chance of succeeding, and by doing so could be focused solely on the success of Sunday Red and not be engaged in making decisions for TaylorMade, and TaylorMade not be engaged in making decisions on behalf of Sunday Red. And so far, we're getting started. I believe that model and that structure is working for us.
You mentioned the words brand strategy, and I've heard you talk about how Sunday Red just isn't a golf apparel company. It's a lifestyle brand, talking about for working out or going to your kids' sports games. Was that part of the plan all along during the brand strategy to make it more than just about the apparel that you'd see Tiger wearing on the golf course? And is that sort of where we're headed with golf apparel, where it seems to be more than just for the golf course, but now we're kind of moving away from the golf course as well?
It always was, Jonathan. You know, we knew that initially building golf apparel and footwear would be required so that our partner in Tiger could wear those products when he plays golf, right? I mean, that was the starting point, which is we know golf very well. We understand golf distribution domestically and internationally. We understand and continue to do research every day on what design and what design technologies and what technical fabrications and both apparel and technology requirements and footwear meet the performance needs of players like Tiger, but quite frankly, players of all skill levels. So we have an inherent competency in that. And so the entry point for Sunday Red is we're going to bring this brand into golf first. But the broader vision had always been broader lifestyle. And quite frankly, when you think about the total addressable market in golf, $10 billion worth of golf apparel sold worldwide, you know, lifestyle apparel is a multiple of that, multiples on multiples on multiples of that. So the ability to build a bigger business that can really, you know, touch more and more people through the greatness of Tiger, the inspiration of the brand, the activities and services and products through that brand was a much bigger idea for us than solely being a golf brand. But certainly we wanted to start in golf because we can validate the products and the brand position in golf, but also know that when I get off the golf course and I go out to dinner with my family, or I go watch my son play hoops or go to a golf tournament, and I don't have to be wearing my golf uniform, I'm wearing lifestyle apparel. When I come to work, I mean, look at the workplace. I mean, you're doing a podcast in a t-shirt and a hat right now. When I grew up working in New York City, it was suit and tie and my hair was combed. And I'm still trying to jettison myself into lifestyle because I have those East Coast conservative values. But look at how culture has changed over time, both culture and its impact on apparel and its impact on footwear. And so we always believed that this brand over time would serve Tiger well while he's playing, but also serve him well when he's not playing. But that correlates directly to us as individuals. And so we will have, you know, workout gear as part of this. We will have, as I mentioned before, we'll have basic lifestyle gear when you go out to dinner, hoodies and different, you know, cashmeres and different poly blends. It's really an opportunity for us to be more broad. And strategically from the beginning, that was the plan. Golf first, build a platform in golf, extend into lifestyle beyond that. And that's exactly what you're going to see starting May 1st on SundayRed.com. When you get access and get visibility to the entire product line, you'll see a concentration in golf. And then ultimately, you'll start to see the fabric of lifestyle coming to life beyond that. And we're excited about that because it's not only a broader market, but you know, the consumer is moving that way, and we want to get ahead of that.
We really hope you're enjoying the conversation, but before we get to the final part of the interview, I want to talk to you about one more little thing, and that is fairwayjockey.com. Fairway Jockey offers the world's most extensive collection of aftermarket shafts and custom golf equipment options built to tour level specifications. I've been to their shop. It's an unbelievable facility of so many different cool tools to make sure your clubs are built right and exactly to the specs that are required to make sure that you are getting the most out of your equipment. And they also offer the lowest prices on custom built clubs, up to 20% less than the average club fitting quote. And right now, for Fully Equipped listeners, you can take an extra 10% off using the promo code Fully Equipped. That is FullyEquipped. And that gives you up to 30% less than the quotes that you're going to receive from most national club fitting brands. So if you're curious about getting new custom equipment, or even if you're looking for more small match releases, something that just happened to come out the other day that Fairway Jockey had was the all new TaylorMade Picks Taco golf balls, which sold out immediately on TaylorMade.com. Fairway Jockey had them. I don't know if they still have them right at the moment, but they did. They did have a portion of them. So if you're looking for things like those small batch items, head over to FairwayJockey.com, use code FullyEquipped, and get shopping on all your custom gear. Now back to the show.
Yeah. Do you have time for a couple more questions?
I've got time for two more. I do.
Awesome. Okay. So I know you've tried out the apparel. What are your favorite pieces? What are the ones when people start looking at the Sunday Red website and they start kind of going through and trying to figure out what could be something for them? What are the ones that you've really enjoyed wearing so far?
Yeah. You know, I've worn and tested a lot of it. Because we're not going to let anything come to market unless it's been tested and meets the quality standards that Sunday Red will portray for the entirety of its life, which will be decades and decades and decades to come, and also make sure that it performs in all sorts of conditions. So there's a few pieces that stand out to me. I mean, the polos are great, the bottoms are great, but I've been wearing the layering pieces. It's been cool here in California for the last couple of months. The layering pieces are unbelievable. You saw Tiger wear some of those at the Masters. The 3D knit cashmere is one of its kind. I mean, the 3D knit cashmere sweater is like form fitted for your body type, and it's just so easy to play in, and it looks great and it hangs well. That's great. The headwear is awesome. So we took a technical approach to headwear in terms of fit and form. So you saw Tiger wearing the new Sunday Red hat at Augusta. That was cool. You know, but the one piece that truly stands out to me, and I think we're going to sell millions of these, and we're already starting to see the demand creation. We make just a basic hoodie with the Tiger logo across the chest that Tiger wore at launch night, that he'll wear in a couple upcoming PR events that, you know, many of our Sunday Red employees and even our TaylorMade employees are just wearing. You saw it when we socialized it at the Masters, the green hoodie with the white cable knit Tiger. That piece is incredible. I wear it to work. I wear it to dinner. I wear it to play golf. I wear it to hang out with my friends. I wore it while watching the Masters. It's just a wonderful basic hoodie, high quality, but just has a great design to it, great fit to it, and great fabric around it. Makes it very comfortable to wear in every situation. So that's been one of my favorites so far. But the rain gear has been awesome too. I wore it actually playing in the rain the other day. And that's reverse seam sealed. I mean, the best fabrication woven rain gear, which has not been done before, which helps it move easier. It's quiet, and it keeps you dry. So functionally it's great and it looks great. So I love it all, but there's a couple of pieces that I've pulled out, notably that hoodie and notably that the cashmere sweaters, those 3D knits that are incredible. The 3D knit of cashmere, like there's no seams on it. We actually designed the seams into it, but it's designed to perform without seams, so it moves with your body. And that's what Tiger wanted. He said, hey, listen, if I could play golf in nothing, that would be the best situation for me, because he wants freedom of motion. All of our products for Sunday Red are going to really focus on the technical performance benefits of freedom of motion as we move forward, whether they're 3D knit or they're traditionally sewn.
There we go. They're your DA approved Sunday Red pieces. Okay. Last one for you. What makes you believe Sunday Red can succeed in this ever growing apparel landscape?
Well, it's uniquely different, you know, starting with the athlete that represents it and wears it, followed by the unconditional commitment to quality in design. And then followed by how we choose and where we choose to sell it. We're very protective of our brands here at TaylorMade Hold Co., and Sunday Red will be no different. But why do I think it's going to be successful? I have always believed that if you make a world-class product and you create a compelling value proposition for those that you are trying to serve, and that value proposition isn't just the inspiration of the greatest player of our time, but it's the performance and look of the product, that you have a good chance of succeeding. We're going to be very disciplined. We follow the compass, not the clock. In fact, it's written at Sunday Red up at San Clemente. Follow the compass, not the clock. We will make decisions based on the performance of the product, the design of the product, when we believe those products are right to come to market, and when we believe consumers are ready to consume those products with no compromises. So our commitment, our passion, our conviction around doing it right, Jonathan, leads us to believe that this is the start of something special, and it will be generational, not just for the TaylorMade Golf Company, for the Sunday Red employees, but importantly for Tiger in partnership on this long term. And he will be wearing this brand long after he's done playing. And I believe his kids will at Toam, and our kids will, and your kids will. And that's going to be pretty cool. So when we wake up 10 and 15 years from now, if we've done the right things, this brand extends beyond this conversation with the world's greatest, and ultimately into the lives of all of us. And that would be a wonderful accomplishment for Sunday Red.
David, this was a really fun conversation. Thank you so much for taking us through the inner workings of Sunday Red.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And I'll look forward to catching up with you soon. And thanks for all the things that you do for golf, Jonathan. I'm a big fan of yours.